This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Obama was in Detroit today. He took a swing by the Shinola store in town, did some shopping, I guess. Speaking of which, Shinola, that is, we'll have the CEO of that company on the program tomorrow. But back to the president, no word on what he might have bought at Shinola. He also, though, hit the North American International Auto Show while he was in town. One of 800,000 people expected to show up over the 2 weeks that that show runs. Not too many of those people, though, are likely to venture beyond the four walls of the exhibition center, so the city is trying to get its visitors out a little bit. WDET's Laura Herberg reports.
Soumya Dev is smoking a cigarette outside Kobo Center, where the auto show takes place. He works on social media for Ford in Bangkok. This is his first time in Detroit.
So far, I haven't seen much of the city. So far, it's been from the hotel to the Kobo Center every day and back to the hotel.
For most of the professionals visiting Detroit, the trip isn't a vacation, it's work. But this Thailand resident says he'll finally get a little time to explore Detroit after he spends the afternoon checking out auto show exhibits.
And later on, I want to go downtown and definitely go to Slow's.
Slow's is a nearby barbecue joint that's been featured in the international press. But locals know it's not the only restaurant in town. And that's why more than a dozen people have been hired to be Detroit ambassadors at the auto show.
Because people will say, well, what do you suggest? And I say, well, what are you interested in? Because there's so much to choose from.
Jennifer Rood is one of the ambassadors here.
So we're basically helping individuals find their way around Kobo. And if they're interested in going to any place outside of Kobo for dinner or entertainment or anything, we're kind of helping guide them in that way.
Rood estimates she answers around 100 questions a day, including everything from where's a good place to get a drink to can I take an Uber to Canada, which is just on the other side of the Detroit River. If attendees have a question about the cars inside Kobo Center, she can connect them to industry experts using an iPad. Rood and the other ambassadors are being supplied by the Detroit Experience Factory, a local organization that runs a welcome center and employs knowledgeable Detroiters to take people on excursions. There are a couple tours planned during the show, but here at Kobo Center, their staffers are basically just standing around answering questions. So, what's the big deal? Jeanette Pierce is the Detroit Experience Factory's executive director. She says what they're doing inside Kobo matters because it is a first step to meaningful engagement.
Some people want to have a deeper conversation, right? They might start with, where can I go for this? And then you start talking with them. Then they leave with a better understanding of what's happening in Detroit.
Michelle Ortali is perusing souvenirs at the Detroit shop inside the convention center. She works with a company in Brazil called Mixum. She's paused at a display of T-shirts.
I'm shopping a T-shirt for my uncle because he loves cars, Detroit.
So do you know what shirt you're going to get him?
I think this one.
Ortali lays her hand on a navy blue tee with a logo that's made to look old. In white and red cracked lettering, the shirt reads, Motor City Detroit, established 1701. For Ortali, who hasn't had time to explore the city, this generic message might be the only thing she'll take home about Detroit. The hope is that as the ambassador program continues, more industry professionals will be able to bring home their own personal report from an actual experience with the city. That is, of course, assuming they have the time. In Detroit, I'm Laura Herberg for Marketplace.